Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Joe Lacob is officially frustrated. More than the fans. That's what he indicated to a fan who wrote him an email concerned about where the Warriors are, and Joe Lacob got back to the fan and basically said
a lot, but it was in a little.
He's frustrated more than anybody, and he's working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires with players. Jimmy's not the problem. Oh, league trends. League trends was in there, too. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at right now with the Warriors. And after this, you know, reading this, like, I think Kerr's a part of this. There's no doubt. And to what extent, I don't know. He's not under contract next year. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it does feel like there's something going on.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. And, you know, yesterday I was quoted and told you all that I felt like, you know, 27 games in, I just feel like this might be some of Kerr's worst work because I hadn't agreed with the rotations and the fact that you don't know who you are and you pretty much got the same dudes. But forget me saying that, Steve Kerr said the same thing about him grading himself. And you could just say, oh, that was just, you know, coach speak. But why do I feel like he believes that? And maybe something's going on to where there is a struggle within. And that's what I get when the owner says coach's desires, style of play. And, you know, I look at it through a prism of Joe Lacob's watching all these young studs. Forget the records on other teams, length, athleticism. And he knows, hey, look, we had a chance to get some of that. We didn't. So that festers. But the bottom line is, you watch the Golden State Warriors this season through 27, and you could see they're at a disadvantage or deficiency when it just comes, Steinie, to athleticism.
Yep.
I would hate that. You know, if I was the architect or the maestro of putting something together and not have, you know what I mean? Like, that's on Joe, too. And you said, you
that's
know, part of it.
That's on Joe almost exclusively. The roster is Joe and Mike Dunleavy, and if Steve Kerr has so much sway that he's impacted them, then that's might be a problem too. Let's go to Lamont in Oakland to start us off. Hey, Lamont, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk real quickly about, it's interesting that you said Lacob talked about the league trends. And here's a league trend for you. Championship teams usually don't have their best players 37 years old. That's a reality. If you look at OKC, if you look at even the best teams in the league, even if you look at Durant with the Rockets, he's not the best player. He might be the best scorer, but he's not the best player on the Rockets. You got Shane Goon,
right.
you got a lot of other players around, and there's no way that the Warriors are going to be a championship team, which is what they say they're going to want to be, right? They still, the door's open for five. If Steph Curry's their best player, and he's great. I'm not knocking Steph Curry. He's doing an amazing job this year for the game that he's playing. But it just doesn't work. There is no team that's going to be championship contention when their best player is 37. I don't care how many points he's scoring. Like it just doesn't work that way. And even if you look at the Lakers, they're doing better this year because LeBron is the third, and dare I say sometimes even the fourth wheel because you got Luka. You got AR-15, you even got DeAndre Ayton, you got Hachimura. all these teams that we're talking about, their best player is not even Smith in 37. The oldest one might be Giannis, and he's like 31, maybe, right? Look at Boston, Jaylen Brown, when Tatum comes back. All these championship caliber teams, yep. They're a younger team.
Right.
And the idea that we can get around this is maybe hubris by the front office. I don't know why, but you can't do it. And he's talking about league trends. This ain't a trend. This is reality. You can't win a chip like that unless you got to have some younger guys, not just younger guys. We got younger guys who can play a little basketball. You need younger ballers, though.
Yeah.
And there's not a baller on this team that's young.
Mm. Well said.
Don't even talk about the defensive end, right? If Draymond is your best defender and he's 35, 36, it's trouble again.
Yeah.
Because the youth is not there and it has not panned out, Guru. Like you said with the draft pick, it didn't pan out. But the idea, the hubris to think that they're still on a championship arc just because Steph's dropping 35 is hubris. It's arrogance because that's not how the league works. And that's all I got, guys.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
Sobering.
I actually agree with him on the Steph Curry. You got to get somebody in here better than him. But it's not because Steph still doesn't have it. And the other reason they need somebody like that now is because, like, Steph would be so good playing off a guy now that's better than him.
Imagine if he was in LeBron in L.A. playing with those two dudes, AR-15 and Luka. Close your eyes and think about how easy and effortless that would be. But we're asking him to be the 25-year, the best version of himself in his career at 37. He'll never say it. It's unfair.
Let's go to Joseph in Richmond. Hey, Joseph, how you doing?
Happy holidays, guys.
Same to you.
Quick question, then I'll get into it. Can an NBA team just go down to the G League and bring somebody up, or is there some other things that they have to go through?
One more time, Joseph?
I said, can an NBA team go down to the G League and bring somebody up, or is there some other steps that need to be taken?
If the guy is not on a two-way, then those guys are essentially free agents.
Okay. Here's the thing for Pat Spencer. Cut bait with Horford. He cannot move like he used to. There go your money for Pat Spencer, and bring up a big from the G League, please. Another thing. If Draymond decides to opt out at the end of the year, let him walk. Let him walk. He's too doggone volatile, and the doggone players, some of the younger players, they're tired of him yelling at them.
Mm.
All
right, Joe.
That's all I got.
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Why don't you ask me what I would do? You know, everybody.
Shut you talking to
everybody
me?
Everybody, you know, everybody's complaining. You know, I got a little. You know, I tell you what I would try right now, and you're not going to believe me.
Stoney, what would you do?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what I would do, believe it or not. I'm starting over right now. I know you're going to hate it, but I'm starting over, and I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm going back to the lineup we started the year with.
Okay, give it to me.
Curry. Now, Pods was starting. If you want to use Will Richard, go ahead and use Will Richard.
No, but this is
yours.
No, but we want this yours.
Why don't you go back to Curry, Pods, Butler, Kuminga, Green?
Okay.
Okay. See if you can recapture what you did early in the year and go from there. Pick your next four or five you're going to play and then base it all off game number 28. And we're going to start to try to refigure this out again.
Now, that could happen Thursday night against Phoenix. My question to you is, why do you think it's not happening or there's a delay on that? And that's why I just keep going to the basketball connoisseur in me was hurt because I feel like and why I just, I, you know, I would tell Steve to his face, it feels like you're conducting tryouts during the season. And that's not good for anyone. Like, you've had ample time, even years, to know what you're working with. So, If that's what you want to do, Stani, I still feel like the stew or the gumbo or the goulash is going to taste the same.
Yeah, I think Kerr's a part of this for sure, but I don't see, like, I think the reason Lacob said it's complicated is because the answers aren't on the roster, and they have more than one answer they need, and he knows they're not a move away. And so we're getting to the point where, look, they made it clear it was a two-year window, and that if things started to fall apart, they'd be ready to pivot. Are we getting to that? Are we getting to that point? Is the question I have.
And before you grab the next call, you have me so fired up, and I'm basketball excited about Fredell, our guy, because I know he will just double back and follow up with Jimmy. I know Lacob may be in denial and say, you know, he didn't mention Jimmy, but the bottom line is we are not getting $55 million production from Jimmy Butler. And I'm desperate. This is all I feel like we have left without a trade. So I can't wait to hear Butler answer the calling. And you said he wrote a piece on, can Jimmy do more? Like, that will tell me so much, Jimmy's response to that.
Yeah, I bet you Jimmy will say, yeah, I'm not talking today.
Oh, that would break
up. Fredell's going to go up to Raymond Ritter and go, I want to talk to Jimmy today. And Jimmy's going to be, not today.
But it will come. It might not be today, but it will come.
Stani, there's 15 games between now and January 15th.
All right.
Would you be willing to give that starting lineup a 15-game runway?
That's a little high. Maybe half of that.
But, Evan, what are you looking for that you don't already know?
Well, you're trying to recapture the way you played the first 2 weeks of the season when Kuminga was doing things that were helping you.
Well, and also everybody else was playing well.
Correct.
Like that's the only time this season that they've consistently played well over a two-week stretch, because they're 4-8 in their last 12.
Do you remember when you touted this, Steven Jackson said, that's the best starting five in the league. Curry, Pods, Butler, Kuminga, Green.
Yeah.
The problem, of course, one of the problems is then you're starting Draymond at center. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I'm from Union City, California, Stoney. Went to James Logan High School. I do not coach in the NBA, but as a fan, if you said, go choose the starting five, that I told you yesterday, Kuminga, Dre, Jimmy, Steph, and Pods would be the starting five.
Yeah, and again, I don't...
Until Melton can go.
I don't care if it's Pods, I don't care if it's Melton, I don't care if it's Moody, I don't even care if it's Richard.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't think that's going to be the cure-all, but... It's the lineup that's probably had the best success this year.
I'll say this about Kuminga not playing. It lets me know after the response by the owner to that fan that he is allowing Steve Kerr to do what he wants to do. And that's why you're biting the bullet, if you want to call it that, and okay with JK out of the lineup. I got to give Joe that he's – I could be totally wrong, but it feels like he's letting the coach run it his way. And right now, Kerr feels like Kuminga should not be on the court at all. I totally disagree, but, you know, chalk one up for Kerr in that sense if I'm right.
Yeah, maybe that's changing, too. Maybe they're going to try to steer Kerr in a different direction.
Mm.
But, yeah, I do think, obviously – they've got some roster issues, and right now, the pieces aren't falling into place. Let's go to Jay in San Francisco. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
How you doing, fellas?
Hey, good.
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
So you got to think about the organizational structure right now, right? I think, you know, Steve Kerr has been coaching Draymond Green for 10-plus years. 10-plus years, right? He's acted a certain way to Draymond Green. He's let Draymond Green slide on a lot of stuff, right? The Jordan Poole thing, the Kevin Durant thing. And now Draymond Green, he's just not as good as he was. He's not even close to being as good as he was. But Steve Kerr can't change the way he acts to Draymond Green, right? And it won't work. If Steve Kerr tries to become more strict with Draymond, it wouldn't make sense. Now, Steve Kerr isn't checking anybody in that locker room. It's kind of a free-flowing kind of area, and that's what makes it beautiful. But when it's not working, right? And he's not the type of guy that's going to go to the player and confront him on doing different things. And I think that's why there needs to be some sort of organizational change and organizational structure. But yeah, that's my take on it. And hopefully there is some change this year. But Guru, by the way, I went to Mission San Jose High School. You guys used to kick our ass in football and basketball.
I remember, baby. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, Mission San Jose. MVAL, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Mission Valley Athletic League.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call.
I used to put it on a boy.
Well, you or your school?
Me, when we played them.
Just checking.
Yeah. Don't get jealous. Anytime somebody called about Pennsylvania and your stuff, and we got gas, then somebody calls out of the blue, I don't know.
You're telling on yourself
and
right
remembers
now.
Me, let me have my two minutes.
Well, it turned into 20, though.
Well, it can.
Let's go to Matt's in San Rafael. Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah, so two things. One, I don't know when it changed, but if you look at the way that, they've put this Warriors team together, the Warriors used to operate in that golden age, with Kerr. Like, kind of like the Niners and Lynch did in the first 5 years, They were obviously in it, going after KD, Supermax for Clay, re-signing Steph. It was obvious they were all in, they were willing to max things out, and then suddenly there's been this paradigm shift where now it's almost like they manage it like the far-on Giants. It's like bargained in, we'll go get you a broken-down back nine, Jimmy Butler, Pat Bev, we'll draft somebody like Kuminga, but instead of, ingratiating ourselves to him and bringing him into the fold, we're going to make him, play with our food and make him feel like he's not wanted every 10 minutes so he can never really get comfortable. And that's why that whole strength in numbers thing is so absent right now. The team used to be so cohesive from the front office to the court, and it's just not there. And I think because of that, it's so unfair that Steve Kerr takes this on the chin. Because look at what he did for this franchise. Nobody seems to remember the Sprewell dark days back in, Oakland when nobody even cared to watch the Warriors. It was so embarrassing. They turned it around, and this guy has earned a little bit of leeway. Because right now they're asking him to build a castle with toothpicks. It's crazy. They got to get him some players because I don't know a coach in the league that could take this roster and make it a contender. It's just not fair.
Mm. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And I heard Bonte bring this up to the Morning Joes, Shasky and Spadoni. Shasky actually asked him, and Bonte recited what I recited to you yesterday when Joe Lacob joined their show in the morning, and echoed, the sentiments that, it's a group effort. So that caller is saying Kerr had nothing to do with the lineups or, the draft or drafting. And Stoney, I think all of them do. If I'm to take Joe at his word. So yeah. Everybody's got some blood on their hands in regard to why we don't got better players.
Yep. But that to me is directly on Lacob and Dunleavy. But again, I'm just like, to me, given where they were in the dynasty and then their goals of what they were trying to do, they've got a roster now that is top heavy money wise.
Oh my gosh.
And if you're just joining us, here's what we're talking about. Joe Lacob received an email from a fan saying the fan was frustrated and what does Curry have to do, score 50 a night for us to win, and the roster's no good, and Butler's playing out of position, and he's not good enough. And Lacob got right back to him, and the email that Lacob sent back has been published by SF Gate, and it's authentic. And Joe Lacob said, "You can't be as frustrated as me. I'm working on it. It's complicated. Style of play, coaches' desires regarding players, league trends. Jimmy is not the problem." What do you make?
Let's put it right on the table. Brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You two tell me if it qualifies as a rat. You're Steve Kerr. You wake up, your wife has dinner, breakfast ready for you, you're sipping your coffee, and you see that response. It bother you? Coach's desires? Like, damn, Joe, could you have held out on that one? Because now I'm going to talk to Willard and Dibbs, and they're probably going to, or any outfit is going to ask me about what my boss said or what he meant in coach's desire.
I mean, like, I
think I'd feel some type of, like, you know, damn.
I mean, like, I don't know. What does he mean? Coach's desires regarding players, like the coach desires.
Not to play some player.
Draymond Green to not turn it over as much.
Well. No,
he desires Kuminga to rebound and run the floor more.
Oh, okay. I was looking at it as personnel. Desire to play certain style and who to play and who not to play.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Let's go to Steve. Steve's in the Bay Area. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey.
Pretty good about yourself.
All right.
I've heard you guys say a lot about camaraderie. I don't think you're going to get that from Kuminga. I think he's stuck in his brain about what he thinks he can do.
Mm.
I also think for the Warriors to free up any type of money, Butler and Curry are going to have to go to the front office and restructure the contract so the Warriors could actually have money to do things. That's what I think. Other than that, I really don't see where the camaraderie is going to come from. You only have four really good players that's doing anything. Other than that, the rest are trash.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that's happened through 27 games. Our young guys haven't been great.
Are they just not a good fit for this system? Do you think if we...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Polled all the youngsters. I was like, man, this is calculus. Put me somewhere where I could read and just go play. I have those thoughts and I'm just running it by you. It's not a cop out, but I'm wondering, do you think this, where you got to have, you know, a high basketball intellect, do you think it could be holding some of these youngsters back?
Yeah, I do. Mm. I do. That's why.
Kuminga wants to get out of Dodge?
No, it's why, you know, basketball IQ can be important. And especially apparently on this team. But here's the other thing. How can you change the system when Steph's the system and he's playing at this level?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what that means.
Well, it was just a thought, not changing it on the fly, but I just, we got the James Harden drop. I am the system, but wow.
I'm not a system player. I am a system.
Let's go to Marvin. Marvin's got 3 points to make. Hey, Marvin.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
I'm just going to say this. Everybody's coming up with the same things they always come up with, but they're forgetting a few things. Let me go over the last couple games. We have pads on the court, hogging the ball, dribbling up the court, letting the defense get set. We go down 20 points to Oklahoma City. What does Kerr do? He takes Pods out of the game, sits him on the bench, plays De'Anthony Melton and Seth Curry. We catch up. And I was saying that we did that. The last five, I said, you know what Kerr's going to do? He's going to put the bowling ball that scores half a point a minute back in the game for the last 5 minutes, and we're going to lose by 10 points. How did that game end up?
Wow.
We put him back in the game. We fell behind again. In the Minnesota game, Pods is on the court going 0 for whatever. I think he scored 2 points. He played 27 minutes or something like that, and they scored 19 consecutive points. He's getting beaten on defense on almost every play. He stays in the game. Okay? You get him out of the game, and all of a sudden everything was even again. We start scoring along with Minnesota, even though we were down a lot, and we catch up. What happened at the end of the game? He puts him back in the game. Did we win? No. I'm going to go to the Portland game. They scored 11 baskets in the fourth quarter at the rim. I know we had a bad ref calling fouls every time they did that, but Did Kerr make any changes in terms of putting Trace Jackson Davis back in the game in the fourth quarter to stop that those shots at the rim? No. And DeAnthony Melton, when he first played for the Warriors last year before he got hurt, they sat pods on the bench. DeAnthony Melton was the starter, point of attack defender. Look what he did against Trey Maxey in Philadelphia. Stopped him on the last play where everybody knew that guy was going to shoot. He shot an air ball, okay? So the bottom line is, I think that if the problem we have is Kerr is so stuck on this guy that I don't know if I can watch another Warrior game where he keeps playing this guy, because this guy's played 34 minutes in the last game, and we lost. I mean, if that day, the only guy who played more was Curry. I mean, you're going to tell me you're going to sit Richard, who is twice the defender that Pajinski is. So in my opinion, we got a coach who's lost it. He doesn't know how to adjust. He's a terrible in-game tactician, and he is the biggest thing that you change. And look at, we beat Minnesota. We beat the Lakers. We beat Denver. We've beaten good teams with the same roster. The whole difference was who played and who didn't. And I say you sit, pause, and watch what happens to this team. All of a sudden, instead of dribbling the ball up and then looking around what he's going to do with them penetrating, the last thing I'll
Marvin, I gotta go. But I gotta go. I gotta go. It's 11:12.
Yeah, he ain't a pods guy, man.
He stuck on that one point. And we can talk about that on the other side. Don't forget, Ross Tucker's coming up in 20 minutes. We're gonna switch to football, finish up on the Warriors on the other side. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.